Beginning of Daf Maseches Baba Kama Daf Nun Aleph. Begin Amud Aleph. Begin Tes Mazda. Begin the Gemara, which this Tesis actually belongs to the previous Amud. Amri they said Ein Hevel Amisa B'Chulu, which Tesis says that by Machshavah Yisrael, the question of thought, the Lenechavet, yeah, regarding the bang Shach Shabbat, it makes sense to say Ein Hevel Amisa. There's no bang for death, but Yesh Chabad Nizakin, but there is a bang for damages. Ablin Hevel, Tis explaining, so what was introduced over here in the Gemara's answer, because regarding the airspace, HaYisayver, the Gemara thought, Yesh Hevel Misev, this Hevel for death, and Yesh Hevel Nezakin, but in Hevel Misev, no Hevel Misev, Nezakin, I'm in Hevel. That's just saying that, no, it could be that there's no Hevel for Misa, but there could be Hevel for Nezakin. Next, Tis Mas, the beginning of the Gemara, Nevet B'chuz Masara. Then make it less than, make it less than 10 fachim, which Taisa explains. Actually, we don't even have these words in our Gemara. It's really the words lomale kolei hai. Then why do you need it so much? I mean, you can make it even less than that. But Taisa is going on the main idea that, meaning, if he's saying the schabata less than 10 fachim, he says, the hashtim medam trevis the adma trevis the behem. The Gemara here is comparing that what makes a trefa by a person to that of an animal, and the truth is brings a proof from Eve to that of an animal, but the problem is because it's difficult to rein tam to actually differentiate between them two of them, because meaning we're bringing halacha over here by killing a person by making a trefa, and we're in the middle talking about a sugya regarding shire falling. So the Gemara obviously is equating the two of them, but Rabbi Natam in Tais Ne'erven of Zayin, the Maschal Kugain, Tais Zvachim Kupit Zayin Manav, the Maschal Vadilma, Tais Gittin Tav Nadov and Beis, the Maschal Nikar, Tais Chulim and Beis and Beis, the Maschal Vamav, Tais Vachay Islam Zayin and Beis, the Maschal Kdei. It discusses this. Rabbi Natam differentiates between them, and here it seems to be that they're the same. Kinnik Tais Maschal Begin the Gemara, Boi Shol Shnei Shod Fenich Mishkach Islam. Well, how do you have a pit of liability of two partners? Tais is bothered. He says, "What do you mean?" Man, he's answering. He said, "They didn't want to say Shav Kirushus Nabegon that yeah, they both owned the property together, and then they declared ownless their property in the pit because the pot l'kol yam. Because actually, according to everyone, that would be a case that they would be potter and not chav. Because Bishul Nich, like we explained on the Chav Ches on the base, and Leboil Meimen didn't want to say Kirush Chav Zeh Asag Zeh Eschem that this one dug 10 from this one dug 20. Damla Kamal, which the Gemara says later on the base the Kum Chayavin." Because the Abur Asar and the Masnitika, we're actually going to the case of the Mishnah of Nun and Beis, it's saying it's only 10 Tvachim, and if you couldn't say this one did 10 and he did 10, they were both going to be Chayim. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. How do you have this case? Abur Shoshna Shoti. She makes this math to begin the Gemara, Achen Chayim, the last one's going to be liable, which Davko will be Shlosh Achidish Misa. That's because he introduced something that now could kill Shalai Metchil, which was not there in the beginning. Avisha has a test, but if let's say one dug 8 Tvachim, another one dug the 9th Tvach, Kum Chayim and the Zakin, then they actually would all be liable for damages. Like one dig 10 Tvachim, one dig another 10 Tvachim, which they both had the same amount from the first one, so then they would both be liable. Next test must begin the Gemara by Yud. The pit was 10 Tvachim, Ba'ach, Bashlim, La'esim, and one completed to 20. Tvachim, which Taisa is really more than Liyad Av, something would be for 11. You don't have to go to 20, Lamai the Parakal of Masad Bekayid, because what we were asking from it, from this case of adding on to the engraving and the plaster, Umshani, and the Gemara was answering in the Havamina that, Har Rebbe Bahar Rabbanan, so therefore, according to that opinion, it wouldn't make a difference for 20 Tvachim or for 11 Tvachim, where, the Gemara wanted to answer. It wouldn't make a difference because the second brisa we see that if you don't add on but a little bit that you side v'kai the last one's gonna be chayiv. The Gemara says like Rabbanan, but according to Rabbi, they're both gonna be chayiv.